freedom, man. That's what it's all about. You've got to groove on freedom, like the good book says.
Welcome. You are listening to What on Earth is Happening? This show will discuss the topics of human consciousness, mind control, natural law, the occult, and all issues that affect the freedom of the people of Earth. What on Earth is Happening will endeavor to shine light upon the darkness of our world and to offer empowering solutions to the problems we face as humanity approaches its critical moment of choice. And now, here is your host, Mark Passio.
Welcome, one and all. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2013, and today on the show, I'm really simply going to be giving people some updates as to what I've been doing lately and some projects that I have on the horizon, and really mostly talking about the Free Your Mind 2 conference, which is coming up here in Philadelphia at the end of April. I'll be getting into new material over the next few podcasts, more likely than not, that will be coming after the conference is finished, and been putting a lot of work into the organization of the conference lately, and of course putting a lot of work into my own presentation at the Free Your Mind 2 conference, which I'll be speaking about in a little bit, telling people a little bit about what it's going to be about. So let's jump right into some event announcements, and we'll go from there. The Free Your Mind 2 conference, of course, coming at the end of this month in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Free Your Mind 2 is a conference on consciousness, mind control, and the occult. April 25th, 26th, and 27th. The location is the beautiful and historic Arch Street Meeting House here in Philadelphia at 320 Arch Street. The doors will open at 8 o'clock a.m. each day with a preliminary presentation, and then the official program will begin at 9 a.m. each day. The featured speakers. Now, you'll notice when I read this list, there have been two changes to the Free Your Mind roster of speakers. We did have two cancellations. Unfortunately, Jan Ervin has canceled for personal reasons, and Randall Carlson has canceled for health reasons. So Jan Ervin and Randall Carlson no longer on the roster of featured speakers for the Free Your Mind 2 conference, but fortunately we have refilled their positions in the form of Alex Ansari and Eve Lorgan, and we're really excited to bring them on board for the Free Your Mind 2 conference. So here's the list of featured speakers. Alan Steinfeld, Alex Ansari, Alfred Weber, Andrew Bishago, Ben Stewart, Bob Tuscan, Kathy O'Brien, Curtis Davis, Dr. Dream, Eve Lorgan, Frater X, Freeman, Fritz Springmeier, Jay Parker, Jim Fetzer, Larkin Rose, Laura Eisenhower, Lennon Honor, Loren Moray, Mark Passio, Mark Phillips, Marty Leeds, Ross Ben, and Sonia Barrett. Advanced tickets are no longer being accepted. Ticket requests for advanced tickets are no longer being accepted, but plenty of tickets will be available at the door. If you're traveling to Philadelphia and you're concerned that you might not be able to get a ticket at the door, do not be concerned about that. We do have plenty of tickets available at the door. No one will be turned away at the door. So if you're coming to Philadelphia, please let that not be one of your concerns. You will be able to come in and get a ticket for the Free Your Mind 2 conference. So door tickets are still available. although we are no longer taking advanced ticket requests. So this awesome event coming up at the end of this month here in Philadelphia. For more speaker and ticket information, please visit the conference website at www.freeyourmindconference.com. Let me get into the schedule for the Free Your Mind 2 event, because I want to give people a little preview of what to expect as far as what's going to be covered. On day one of the event, Thursday, April 25th, the master of ceremonies for the day will be Bob Tuscan, and here's the rundown of speakers and their presentations. At 8 o'clock a.m., Tim Smith will be giving the first preliminary presentation called Conscious Immunity and the War on Health. At 9 a.m., Dr. Dream will open the Free Your Mind 2 conference with his Galactivation ceremony. 10 o'clock a.m., Marty Leeds will speak on Pi and English Kabbalah. 11 o'clock a.m., Alan Steinfeld, his talk, How to Perceive New Realities. The truth is out there, but are you? 12 p.m., Jay Parker, his presentation entitled True Reality Versus Delusion. 1 p.m. will be the lunch break for day one. Coming back in the afternoon session at 2:15 p.m. will be Ben Stewart with his talk called Irrational Evolution. 3:25 p.m., Alfred Weber, his presentation entitled Dimensions, The Ecology of the Multiverse. 4:40 p.m., Laura Eisenhower will wrap up the speakers for day one with her presentation called Cosmic Gaia Sophia and Our Alchemy into Ascension. 6 o'clock p.m. will be the evening break. 7 o'clock p.m. will be the speaker meet and greet and arrival. 7:30 p.m. will begin the speaker meet and greet and the meal for the meet and greet. 9 to 9:30 p.m. will be the concert arrival and seating. 9:30 p.m. will be the concert that will wrap up day one, the concert featuring the Divine Hand Ensemble. Friday, April 26th, day two of the conference. The master of ceremonies for day two will be Freighter X. 8 o'clock a.m., our preliminary presenter will be Jay Parker. His preliminary presentation will be entitled Satanic Ritual Abuse 101. 9 o'clock a.m., Curtis Davis will be giving a talk called How to Free Your Mind. 10 a.m., Ross Ben will speak his presentation entitled Free Your Mound and Your Mind Will Follow, The Occult History of American Mound Gritters. 11 a.m., Bob Tuscan, his talk will be called The Birth of a Free Mind. 12 p.m. will be the lunch break for day two, coming back in the afternoon at 1:15 p.m. with Mark Phillips, Mind Control, Out of Control, Part 1. 2:15, Kathy O'Brien, Mind Control, Out of Control, Part 2. 3:35 p.m., Lorraine Morey, her presentation entitled Gangsters in Tiaras, Driving the Queen's Death Star. 4:30 p.m., our second day dinner break. 6 o'clock p.m., the evening session, beginning with Jim Fetzer. His talk is called When You Have Eliminated the Impossible, JFK, 9/11, Wellstone, and Sandy Hook. 7:20 p.m., Sonia Barrett, Breaking the Shackles of System-Controlled Freedom, and headlining day two will be Freeman at 8:40 p.m. with his presentation entitled Operation Culture Creation, The Satanification of America. Day three, Saturday, April 27th, the Master of Ceremonies will be Freeman. 8 o'clock a.m., the preliminary presentation being given by John Vibes, called Breaking the Resource Control Monopoly. 9 o'clock a.m., Alex Ansari, with his presentation entitled Solar Maximum and the Links to Cycles of War, Social Change, and Personal Transformation. 10 o'clock a.m., Eve Lorgan, The Dark Side of Cupid, Love Affairs, The Supernatural, and Energy Vampirism. 11 o'clock a.m., Freighter X, The Secret War on Human Consciousness. 12 p.m. will be the lunch break for day three. We'll be coming back in at 1:15 p.m. with Larkin Rose, his presentation called Removing Mental Malware. 2:20 p.m., Andrew Bishago, The Mars Project in U.S. Time Travel History. 3:25 p.m., Lennon Honor will be giving a talk called The 9/11 Fear-Based Mind Control Program. 4:30 p.m., dinner break for day three. Coming back in the evening session at 6 o'clock p.m. with Mark Passio. My talk is entitled New Age Bullshit and the Suppression of the Sacred Masculine. 7:20 p.m., Fritz Springmeier will headline the Free Your Mind 2 conference on day three with a three-part presentation. Part one is entitled Breaking the Spells of the Lies We Live By. Part two is called Occult Knowledge of Immortality. And part three, You Are Free, They Are the Slaves. And then we'll be wrapping up the Free Your Mind 2 conference on day three at 8:40 p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. with a speaker panel discussion and question and answer session with any of the speakers who are still present at the conference that want to take part in the panel discussion and Q&A session, and this will be entitled The Gathering of the Minds. So that's going to be the Free Your Mind 2 conference. It is going to be a veritable light bomb going off in the city of Philadelphia. You definitely do not want to miss it. You want to be present in-house at the Arch Street Meeting House on April 25th, 26th, and 27th for what I can guarantee you is going to be the biggest and best conference of its kind anywhere on the East Coast in 2013. You can bet on that. So that's a little preview of what the conference is going to be about. Let's talk about my presentation title just a little bit before we move on. My presentation is going to be entitled New Age Bullshit and the Suppression of the Sacred Masculine. Now, listeners to this podcast, to my former radio shows, know that I've talked a whole lot about the sacred feminine and how it has been waning in this world and really needs to be needs to have a rejuvenation within us. We're not talking about gender here. We're talking about qualities that exist within both male and female individuals. The sacred feminine dynamic being the dynamic of care, while the sacred masculine dynamic being the instinct for self-defense when our rights are being violated. And this is what the New Age movement as a religion is there to suppress in the majority of people. Religion in general is there to suppress this natural instinct to defend ourselves when our rights and our property come under attack. And this is what I'm going to be getting into at the Free Your Mind 2 conference, how this natural inclination and instinct and this inherent right of mankind has been selectively bred out of us pretty much, and not even really selectively bred out, has been bred out almost across the board in people, except state-sanctioned violence, you know. Then they want to make people hyper-masculine and, you know, have that hyper-masculine instinct within them. But for people who are, you know, just your average citizens, they want people completely, they want your average slave on the plantation. They want this instinct completely bred out of people. And I'm going to be getting into that, which is why it always makes me laugh when I hear anybody referring to my work as New Age or calling me some kind of a hippie or something. It's hilariously hysterical to me that I could be grouped into those categories without people even having the slightest notion of what I stand for. Obviously, they, you know, judge a book by the cover. I have, you know, long hair, and so therefore I must be some kind of a liberal hippie or something, or I must, be a total New Ager. I'm certainly neither of those things, and I'm really going to be laying it to the New Age movement, let's put it that way, because this is the religion of acceptance and just bend over and take it, pretty much. That's what the New Age movement is really all about. And I've attacked them several times here on this show because it's a deception. I call it, and many other researchers have called it the last cul-de-sac before the gold mine, meaning before you get to true spiritual awareness and true awakening, they try to lull you into this trance, which is a religion, and it's the religion, again, to get you to stand down and to just take whatever abuses are thrown at you because you believe that there's never a time for the use of defensive force. And I think it's a very naive thing, and ultimately, if it's taken it too far and of an extreme, I would go so far as to say it's complicity with evil. So this is what I'm really going to be getting into talking about and breaking down specific New Age deceptions and then correcting them. Because, again, there's that little bit of truth that they have to coat the poison pill in the coating of truth for people to swallow it. So there's that truth. The bit of truth that they give you that's a coating around the poison pill. But we're gonna take a look at what the real core principles are at that people should understand in correcting. I will be offering corrections to these many New Age deceptions that are floating around out there and people are just grasping onto and accepting without any real level of critical thinking or principles being applied to them. So that's what my presentation is going to be on. And I deliberately worded it with very strong language because I just want to call it what it is. You know, I was going to call it New Age deceptions, but I just said, no, let me just call it what it is. It's bullshit, and we need to call people on their bullshit. So that's the title of my talk, and I guarantee you it will be one for the history books. Okay, so that's that piece of news. This week, on Wednesday, April 10th, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, I'll be interviewed by Charlie McGrath of WideAwakeNews.com. Thanks to Karen Quinn Tostado for setting up this interview. And also, I believe Larkin Rose will be on the program with me. So that'll be really great. Another speaker of the Free Your Mind 2 event. We'll lay down some philosophy on Charlie's show and, of course, promote the Free Your Mind 2 conference there. It's the only interview I accepted during the ramp up to the Free Your Mind conference. So I'll be accepting other interviews after the conference is over. I've kind of put that on hiatus a little bit because of so many responsibilities due to the conference approaching. We had the Free Your Mind 2 Radio Marathon fundraiser number 4 right at freeyourmindconference.com. Thanks so much to Bob Tuscan and Tim Smith for all the work they did in setting that up. This took place back on March 30th, and we raised approximately $600 total. We were hoping we could have, done a little bit better during that radio marathon because so much phenomenal information was shared. I mean, it was a light bomb, if you will, of itself on that day. 12 hours of radio with many of the speakers and some people who were just supportive of our goals for the Free Your Mind 2 conference. But while they were not actual speakers of the event, also participated in it, like Rick Simpson and Mary Toko and others. So it was a really successful event as far as information goes, and we're very appreciative of the people who did donate. And that's not too bad because it does allow us to probably pay for the speaker for travel expenses for one of the speakers. So overall, good job. That's how that fundraiser went. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the changes to the What on Earth is Happening website that have gone on over the past month or so. Before I get into that, let me just mention that 2 new videos went up on the website. This took place on March 20th, the spring equinox. I put 2 new videos up. They were both recorded and edited by Tim Smith. I want to thank him for his great work on these videos. One of them is called Morality and Disclosure. And it was a talk that I gave at the Pennsylvania MUFON, Mutual UFO Network, East Coast Conference back on September 30th. This was a great event. I was really excited to be a part of it. I got to meet a lot of great people and speak with them and participate in the panel discussion with them. This presentation was about moral issues that are involved in the ongoing cover-up of extraterrestrial phenomena, and it was about the psychological dynamics that are involved with really a cover-up of any kind. And I think it's one of my hardest-hitting presentations. I think it goes right to the point in the heart of these matters. It was my third foray into speaking at UFO and extraterrestrial related events, conferences, and whatnot. So I think this is an excellent example of taking really hard-hitting information and bringing it into venues where this type of information really needs to be heard so that people can get an understanding of the causal factors that underlie you know, why things aren't changing the way they want to see them changing. Why aren't we getting disclosure? Okay, and that this gets into those causal factors about what we need to change if we want to see the outward manifestation change. Likewise, the second video that you can find on the whatonearthishappening.com website in the videos section, it's also in the news section, links to these videos. You could also view them on my YouTube channel, which is at youtube.com/whatonearth93. You could also just link to it on my videos tab of my website. The banner up at the top links to the YouTube channel. The second video is called Scarcity to Abundance, and this is a presentation that I gave as part of the Why Tesla Matters conference that the Tesla Science Foundation hosted at the New Yorker Hotel this January. I believe I gave this talk on January 6th, 2013. So this talk was about why we don't have free energy and what we need to give up, the psychological mind states and belief patterns that we need to give up if we're ever going to have free energy, if we're ever going to see that manifestation of technology, science, and human know-how for the betterment of humanity. It exists, it's suppressed, and I talk about the reasons why we fail to manifest it. And this is a short talk. I believe it was slightly over 15 minutes. So really, again, hard-hitting, and I think that a lot of people haven't really heard this information to the level that I've brought it to them in this type of an environment. They want to talk about the nuts and bolts a lot at many, you know, Tesla and scientific seminars, but once you get into the moral issues, it's really not very talked about. It's something that is very sorely needed. We need to see more things like this. I don't want to be the only person doing things like this and bringing information like this to such venues. I want to put out a call. More people need to be talking about these underlying causal factors. That's what these videos really delve deeply into. I'm definitely happy with the way these talks turned out. And again, I think they're great production values as well. So do check them out and share the information with anybody that you feel needs to see and hear it, for sure. So let me talk about some changes to the website. The What on Earth is Happening website has actually moved to a new server. I had to actually have it relocated. And this was because of false advertising on the part of the former host of the site, who build the features of the site as unlimited in both storage capacity and bandwidth that would be used by people actually hitting the site and, you know, transmitting data from it to their computers. So that means I don't have to pay additional charges if I want to add more content to the site. I can use whatever space I like, as long as it's related to the site. And unlimited bandwidth, again, means you're not metered as far as how much bandwidth users use when they pull data from your site. Or so I thought, because apparently there's a discrepancy in human language where unlimited means 10 gigabytes. This was news to me, you know. They said I uploaded too many podcasts, too many MP3 files, and on the actual page on the control panel for the server, it says you are using 16 gigabytes out of an infinity symbol. Gee, I thought that meant infinity, but apparently, ladies and gentlemen, an infinity symbol actually means the number 10. So, wouldn't you know, that's what infinity means. That's what unlimited means. So, and there will be people, again, who will pick up for people like that, who advertise like that, and in big, bold, you know, 25-point font, you know, they'll have unlimited storage, unlimited bandwidth. And then in the legal agreement underneath, that you have to see the link with a magnifying glass, click that, and then in further five print, 28 paragraphs down, it'll say, unlimited applies only to PHP documents and graphics, and you know, but hey, there's no other data that you can put on a website like audio or and videos, and it, you know, I wouldn't even be complaining, folks. Like I was, you know, uploading Hollywood movies and just keeping them on there as a server and giving links out to friends, you know, whatever. You know, I wouldn't have a, you know, I wouldn't complain about it if I was abusing a service like that. I wasn't. You know, the podcasts are direct, are the meat and the heart of the site that I put up. They're an integral part of the site. You know, that's what I consider directly related to the information of the website. It is directly related. It is the heart of the information of the website. So, to me, that's completely false advertisement. And I immediately just said, you know, after arguing with the person for a minute and saying, hey, think about if this was done to you. You put up a website, invested a lot of time, and then they hit you with this utter bullshit that unlimited means 10 gigabytes. How would you feel about it? And, you know, the person tries to make justifications, and I just said, look, if it happened to you, you'd be equally as upset. Cancel the account. I'm not taking any data down. Just let me get my database, and I'll move on to, you know, another host. So that's what happened. And, you know, I had to spend a couple of days re-uploading the entire website. Luckily, there wasn't really much of a downtime when I, you know, moved the domain name servers. So I don't know if anyone even really noticed it. But just wanted to throw it out there because this is, you know, part of the whole moral decay that has happened in America and, you know, how people misconstrue things and misrepresent things. And again, there'll be tons of people who have Stockholm Syndrome that'll just pick up for corporate America like that and say, hey, they could do whatever they want. When in fact, it's just another form of no honesty, no allegiance to truth, greed, and just trying to get the money and run. You know, that's all it is. And that's all. Nobody's going to justify it to me. I don't want to hear anybody. I'm not interested in your ill-informed opinion about them, that being okay. Because it's not. It's immoral. Everybody knows that's immoral. If it happened to you, you'd be upset. You wouldn't want that to continue. And yet, things like that continue unabated because people have no principles. Let's face it, that's just all it's about. Okay? That they'll just lie to you to get the money and then pull a bait and switch and then tell you, you got to pay more. Okay? So, and I really don't, like I said, I don't care. I'm just saying that's how it is. I don't really want to hear anybody's justifications for it because I know there will be. And that's what it's all part of, folks. Stockholm Syndrome. People are so identified with their own abusers that they will just pick up for anybody stepping all over them. Never raise their voice, never say no. They love it. They love it the way it is. There's no concept of greed in their mind. There's no concept of deception in their mind. And they'll just pick up for these psychopathic idiots. Okay, so I'm just done with people like that. And I'm done with trying to convince other people that this is wrong. If you can't figure out that it's wrong, you're equally of a moron. You know? So that was the you know, situation that happened with having to move the website. So, you know, I have not a slow DSL connection. It's actually kind of is. In the upstream direction, it's very slow. I have a 1 megabit upstream connection to the internet, which is a disgrace. My downstream speed is pretty decent. It's 12 megabits, but I don't have fiber optic service here. I only use a DSL line. And, you know, trying to upload a lot of data, it's painful. You know, you gotta sit there. You got to tie up your line. When you're uploading, it slows down all your other bandwidth in the house. So when this next thing occurred, it was kind of, you know, a real bummer. The Free Your Mind 1 videos, I'm sorry, the Free Your Mind 2011 videos from the Free Your Mind 1 conference were taken off of the YouTube channel that they were being hosted at. They were being hosted at Intel Hub. They had a YouTube channel called Not For Sale to NWO. Well, Intel Hub had to change their name, and they went through a bunch of legal threats from Intel Corporation, who sued them over the actual usage of the term Intel, you know, because they claim that they own that word now. No one can use Intel in anything. They've trademarked the word, you know, and this is upheld in courts, believe it or not, you know, which shows the ridiculousness of human beings in the modern day. We can now grant that corporations can trademark whole words and other people aren't allowed to use words anywhere now. You know, that'll be the next way that they actually eliminate concepts. So this corporation has a trademark on this word. You can't use it anywhere. But anyway, you know, they I guess didn't want to get into more legal battles, so they took down all of their videos. You know, instead of just taking the name down, I don't really know the details of what actually occurred, but they wouldn't agree to continue to host the Free Your Mind 1 videos. I only put them on their account a couple of years back when I did not have a YouTube content creator's account. Now that I do and I have my own channel, I have now re-uploaded them there and had to relink all of those videos, re-upload them, relink them. It was a lot of work, but it was made a lot faster by my friend Chris Augustine, who I want to thank. He is the gentleman who runs AliensTheTruth.com, a great website. Check it out. Chris is the owner and operator of that website, AliensTheTruth.com. He also hosts the monthly UFO discussion group meetup here in Philadelphia, which I attend on a monthly basis. And Chris allowed me into his home and allowed me to use his Fios fiber optic internet connection to re-upload those videos, which only took a couple of hours, whereas for me it probably would have taken a few days, not even a couple of days, but probably closer to a week is more like it to get all those videos uploaded. So again, I want to thank Chris Augustine for allowing me to knock out the process of uploading those videos in a quick fashion. So I did get those back up, and those are now all relinked in the proper places on the Free Your Mind 1 website, which you can get to at freeyourmindconference.com and then going to past conferences and clicking Free Your Mind 2011. And those videos are back up on the speaker pages. Unfortunately, all view counts and everything get lost when you re-upload videos to a new place. So that is just how it is. So, let's see, some other changes. When I re-uploaded the new website, I went back to high-quality MP3 files. So, some people may have noticed about a year ago, I guess, I started compressing the MP3 files down to, I believe it was 24 kilobits per second. I've put them all back up in 128 kilobits. The earlier ones, some of them were like 64. Most of the newer ones were 128. The podcast I'm now encoding in 128 kilobit. I think most people have reasonably decent download speed connections to the internet. And, you know, I'd rather have them up in high quality than worry about the few people, percentage-wise, that don't have decent internet connections. You can get your friends to download them for you, folks. You know, I want the podcast to sound good, and you know, I don't think it's unreasonable to have somebody download a file that's like 100 megabytes in the year 2013. So, you know, so that's how they're going to stay. And you know, other people complain about the MP3 format, and I want to talk a little bit about this. Again, this is a little bit of a divergence from the usual type of material we talk about here on What on Earth is Happening, but I want to just talk about my decision to keep the podcast in MP3. I'm not going to be converting the podcast to OGG or offer OGG Vorbis format as an option to download the podcast in. The reason is nobody knows what OGG is. I mean, geeks know what OGG is. You know, I'm a geek. I know what OGG is, but the average person knows what an MP3 is, knows how to handle it, can download it, can throw it on their MP3 player. People don't go into consumer electronics stores and buy OGG Vorbis players. There's a reason for that. MP3 is the de facto standard. Whether you like it or not, whether you like the licensing restrictions or not, it's what people use, folks. It's called, you know, that's practical, you know, appealing to getting information into people's hands in the easiest way that it can be done without making it so difficult that they have to keep emailing me and asking me technical questions, okay? I'm trying to focus on content and delivery of the content in as easy of a way as it can be done. And that is through the MP3 format. I'm not going to be changing that. I'm not going to be backing down my position on that. I honestly don't really want to hear anybody trying to talk me out of that. That's my decision. I'm free to make that decision. I like the MP3 format, quite frankly. I like it over Ogg Vorbis, even though Ogg Vorbis is totally open source. I get it. I understand it. I'm still going to use MP3. That's what people know. That's what people use. That's what players take almost universally. So you get it out to the widest available amount of people that want to download the content and put it on a portable player. And that's how it's going to stay. So that's my talk on my take on the whole MP3 versus Ogg thing. Now I want to just talk a little bit about the Firefox web browser. Firefox does not yet support embedded MP3 files in HTML5 audio tags. Now I know that's getting a little technical for most people who aren't very technically oriented. Some of the geeks out there understand exactly what I'm saying, okay? What it means is if you have an MP3 file and you want to embed it in your web page and you don't want to use a plugin to do the embed, you want to use just HTML, which is the normal hypertext markup language, Firefox will not allow this to be done with an MP3 file. The reason for this is due to licensing restrictions with the MP3 format. And therefore, what they're doing is they're eventually going to build it in so that if the MP3 file can be decoded by a decoder that's already installed in your operating system, they're going to build it into a future version of Firefox. I have removed the ability of Firefox for the What on Earth is Happening website, at least, for content and audio content in my website to fall back to the Flash player. So it's pure HTML5 with no Flash fallback capability. I'm completely abandoning the Adobe Flash format on my site. I consider it a completely deprecated format that is, almost universally frowned upon by, open web development standards these days. And I personally don't like it. I really never did like it. I think it was buggy. I think it was slow. I think it was resource hogging. And, when HTML5 came around, not that many browsers supported certain formats, but I think right now in HTML5, MP3 is supported in Internet Explorer on Windows, Safari on the Mac, and Chrome on both platforms. And that covers 90% of people and what browsers they're using out there by default. A lot of people still use Firefox. I think it's taken a big step down in recent years. And again, right now, MP3 does not work in Firefox. So if you go to my podcast page in Firefox, you will not be able to play the MP3s. You can only download them and then play them with a player on your computer. That is how I intend for it to work. I'm not going to support the Firefox web browser to play MP3s by adding a Flash fallback support in the site, in the code of the site. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. So be aware, Firefox is going to eventually work with MP3s. The makers of the program Mozilla have said that they will be supporting on mostly all platforms the ability to play MP3s inside the web browser eventually. It's not that way right now, but at some future release version, MP3s will work again, and you will be able to simply listen to the audio on the podcast page and the news section and anywhere else where audio occurs in the site. But for now, I just wanted to make users aware of that. If you want to listen to the audio in the browser, you will have to use a different web browser other than Firefox, at least right now. I recommend on the Mac, either Safari or Chrome, and on the Windows side, either Chrome or Internet Explorer. Probably I would just recommend Chrome on the Windows side. So that's that. Let's see, what else did I want to get into? Future material for What on Earth is Happening podcasts will be getting into speculative areas. I want to start talking about things that aren't just philosophical, but are speculative and are scenarios that may or may not have occurred in the ancient past. Because I want to talk about our origins and what put us into the situation that we're in. This is when we jump into new material after the Free Your Mind 2 conference is over. This is what I want to start talking about and opening the door to a little bit and trying to open people's worldview and perceptions up a little bit about. Because the world is stranger than we even think it is. If you even think just the occult is the end of where the strangeness of this realm goes, you have a lot to understand and learn. And a lot of left-brain individuals will have a very, very difficult time with some of that. And again, I'm not even going to claim everything I'm talking about is 100% true. This is a speculative area of research that we'll be entering. So I have joked around in past shows and said maybe we'll change the name of the podcast temporarily to What on Earth May In Fact Be Happening. You know, it's speculation can help people to, again, open up their mind and try to grasp a larger worldview and understand more is possible than what you may have previously imagined was possible. There are wonders in the universe we can scarcely conceive of. And if we really want to understand ourselves, we have to open our mind to those possibilities and we have to explore potentialities and what may have occurred, you know, different scenarios that could have led to our current condition as a species. So we'll be getting into some strange places as we go forward in the future. And I just wanted to touch on that briefly and let people know that's the direction I'm going to take this podcast in the future, because I've basically said everything that I want to say on the dark side of things and mind control and the methods of manipulation that we're subjected to on a daily basis. I've also brought forward so many solutions that people can put into place in their lives, and there's so many more out there, you know, but I really want to go into some unexplored areas and take a look at potentials that we need to be aware of if we are going to really have an expanded understanding of, more likely than not, what led to us being in the place that we are today. So just wanted to put that out there for people and give them a little taste of what they have to look forward to on future shows. That being said, the last thing that I really want to talk about on this short podcast today, that again, is really just to catch people up on some things that I've been doing, what I've been working on, get them excited a little bit about the Free Your Mind 2 conference, give them some of the presentation titles, tell people about some changes that have happened and why with the technical stuff on the website. And I want to really wrap up with talking about one of the things that I am really the most excited about being able to offer, and it's really the direction that I want to take my work in general. I'm not saying that, you know, I won't still be doing a podcast, might be doing a live radio show again soon, okay? Lots of things in the works, on board, on the horizon for me as far as the entire truth movement and, awakening process goes. But this is probably the thing that I'm the most proud to be able to say I'm going to be offering people in the very near future. It's going to be a seminar on natural law, in person, face-to-face work group, working with multiple people in an intensive seminar, offering an intensive seminar to actually work with these concepts and ideas and have course material for people as well in the form of pamphlets, resource lists, possibly books, possibly even digital thumb drives if I could get enough people signed up to be able to afford to get course materials in that form and purchase them for people for the course, for taking the course. We'll see, depending on how many people join up. So let me tell people a little bit about this. This is a 6-class seminar called Natural Law, The Real Law of Attraction and How to Apply It in Your Life. The real law of attraction and how to apply it in your life. Not the New Age peddled variant, watered down variant of the laws of attraction. These are the real laws of attraction that operate in the world, and ultimately, through our free will decisions, are constantly working to bring the manifestations of our behaviors to us so that we can actually learn and grow from that experience. So this is going to be an intensive breakdown of how natural law works with specific examples given. Again, resources that you can look into. It's going to kind of be like my natural law podcast, but extended out and really broken down in more detail, okay? And have face-to-face interaction with people and scenarios that we can go through and understand in those scenarios, how does natural law apply? What would be the correct mode of behavior? The correct free will choice to apply? An intensive breakdown of rights, what they really are. Explore that those ideas in an in-depth way. That's what this seminar is going to be about. Six classes, okay? They're going to be 6 4-hour classes each weekend. A 4-hour class on a Saturday from 12 p.m., noon to 4 p.m. So this is going to involve commitment on the part of the students. I'm not expecting just lightly interested students. I'm expecting students who really want to go deep in their understanding. This isn't for just the average person who has a passing interest. This is for people who want to take their knowledge all the way and who want to be teachers of this. That's what I'm real. This is more of like a seminar to train future teachers of natural law. That's how I look at this. Okay? To get people who have a part understanding and a desire to really learn more and go all the way with this and bring them to that all the way, help bring them to that all the way point where they can actually grasp this material so deeply that they could teach it themselves. That's my goal for this seminar. Okay? So it is a unique 6-class seminar hosted by me. And I bill it as information that you will not even find in secret societies or fraternal orders. It will be unleashed in this in-depth 6-class seminar totaling 24 hours of material. And I can say that that is a true claim. You can go into a lot of secret societies and fraternal orders and not even come out with this knowledge because they've done a lot of good work, in their mind, good work, very bad work when it comes to the bulk of humanity, in occulting that information, keeping it hidden, keeping it secret, so that people have a tactical disadvantage, and they, the ones who have occulted it, have an advantage over them. Well, you could look at this seminar as a de-occultation, taking it out of hiding and bursting it out onto the world. All right? De-occulting knowledge that has been hidden from us for thousands of years. So this is going to be this summer. June 22nd is the first day, and then every Saturday thereafter until July 27th. So June 22nd, June 29th, July 6th, July 13th, July 20th, and July 27th, 2013, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., and it will be taking place on the second floor of Liberty's Pub. Liberty's Pub is at 705 North 2nd Street. That's the corner of 2nd and Fairmount Streets in Philadelphia. On the second floor, we'll have the whole second floor of the establishment reserved. Okay? The enrollment donation for all 6 weeks, and there is no partial class given or offered. If you can't make it in all six, you know, you'll be missing out if you have to skip a course, but it's the same price whether you want to attend one course or all six. And really, I really want to see people who are going to be in attendance for all 6 courses, who want to make the commitment, want to learn this material deeply to a point where they can begin to teach it to others in no uncertain terms, you know, and gain the confidence to actually, that they know this material so well that they could explain it to someone else. That's the kind of clarity I'm trying to work toward in this seminar, okay? So the enrollment donation for all 6 weeks is $177.60, and that will help to pay for the course material. I'll be doing a lot of printing And again, probably buying thumb drives for people and loading those with a lot of information related to the course material, digital documentation, etc., ebooks, audio lectures, etc. And, you know, the classroom environment will have tables there. I'll have a projector with a projection screen, a whiteboard. I'll have probably course materials, again, to hand out physical pamphlets and study sheets, etc. And we'll really be getting into this in a deep way, again, such that hopefully what we'll be doing as a result of these seminars is creating new teachers about natural law. And that's the goal. So hopefully people will get that number that I put there as the enrollment donation, $177.60, 1776, and then you drop the zero, 1776. It's, you know, supposed to be about freedom, you know, and understanding natural law as the path to freedom. You put the 1 and the 6 together, you have 777, the number of completion in man, or man becoming enlightened and really deeply understanding the laws of nature such that he can actually direct his destiny without inflicting self-inflicted suffering upon himself. That's what that number represents in occult teachings, in many variants of occult teachings. So it was kind of like a little play with the numbers there. 1776. Hopefully people will get it. The donation method for enrollment in the 6-course natural law seminar that I will be hosting this summer will be check or money order made payable to cash, similar to what we did with the Free Your Mind 2 conference. If you make the check or money order to any other name than cash, you will not be enrolled in the course and the donation will be returned to you. It has to be made out to the name that you make the payment out to must be cash for me to accept it, or you have to meet with me. If you live in the Philadelphia area and want to take this course, you can meet with me and pay me cash in person, but and you will be enrolled. But you can't write the check to me or any other name. Only cash can be written on the check or money order, and then you could send it to my address, which is listed here in the flyer that I'm going to attach with the podcast. Include your email address with the donation so you can receive confirmation of your donation and enrollment in the course. Okay, so you send in your envelope the check made out to cash for the amount specified, and you put a piece of paper in there with your name and your email address, and I will send you an email confirmation, and you can bring that with you when you arrive to show that you enrolled in the course and you know, when you check in for the first week. So it is, again, a full 6-class seminar comes as a package. This seminar comes as a package. I really don't want people requesting, can I take, you know, one course and give you $30, $35, one class. No, it is, that's the price for the whole package. It is intended to be given as a whole seminar to get the entire information and the full picture so that people can really have a deep, firm grasp on this course material and they can start teaching it to other people. Okay? Again, that's the goal. That's what this is for. And by the way, we already have one enrollment, which is great because I only put this up a few days back. So that's good news. We already have interest. I know there's a lot more interest out there. So anybody that wants to get involved in this class, please contact me immediately or send your donation to the address and we'll get you enrolled immediately. Okay, so the seminar comes as a package. No partial sessions are available and it's in person only. People, you know, have already seen this on the website and, you know, talked about, is this going to be online? Is this going to, there going to be videos, audio? Right now, we have no plans for streaming audio or video, and this is an in-person seminar only to teach people direct, one-to-one, face-to-face, and work with individuals in person to get them to a higher level of understanding about what we're doing to ourselves. And to help them understand natural law in a very clear, fundamental way. So this is going to be like unlike anything that has ever been offered anywhere, as far as I'm concerned. I know of no one else that has ever done anything like this. Okay? So I'm thrilled to be able to offer this to people. And again, that breaks down to just over under $30 for each four-hour class, which I think is very reasonable, especially when you get into the understanding I have to rent the room. I'm spending a lot of time to develop the course material and be there each week myself to teach this course. And then I have to print a lot of materials. I have to buy thumb drives if I'm going to be offering that. Again, that will depend on how many people enroll. And I think I will be able to do that, hopefully. Okay, I would love to see 20 people enroll in this class. Okay, and if it goes really well, I already have a preliminary agreement with the proprietors of Liberties that we could do a 6-week on, 1 month off type arrangement where we would have like little semesters. We would have, offer a 6-week course and we'll take a 4-week break. I'll do another 6-week course. And he said if this works out there, I could do that indefinitely. So we'll see. If people are interested in taking this course and we get a lot of support and we get people who are enrolling in it and, it goes off as a success, I might be able to continue to do this indefinitely. We'll see. But for now, the first one is June 22nd and 29th and then July 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th of this summer. So please enroll today if you're interested and if you are a serious student and you really want to take your understanding of natural law further and you want to help to become, you want to move yourself into the position where you know this material so well that you yourself will become a teacher of it. That is my hope and that is my goal. So that is my big announcement for this podcast. I saved the best for last. And really, that's all I have for people today. Again, just a light podcast with just catching people up to date on what I've been up to. And again, check out the show with myself and Larkin Rose on Charlie McGrath, wideawakenews.com this Wednesday, April 10th. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're anywhere near the Philadelphia area, or if you're not, try to do your best to be here for April 25th through 27th, the Free Your Mind 2 conference, a conference on consciousness, mind control, and the occult. And it is just going to be a phenomenal event over 3 days with 24 of the best whistleblower speakers from all over this great country. And you will not see anything like this anywhere else. I guarantee you that. And it's going to be the biggest event on the East Coast for sure this year. Don't miss it. Make your plans now to be there. There will be plenty of tickets at the door. I don't know if I will be doing another podcast before the Free Your Mind 2 conference. I'm really working on with a lot of responsibilities for the conference right now, and I'm still polishing my presentation. It's not completely finished yet. I'm still working on it. I'm going to try to make it as good and hard-hitting as it can be, so I really make an impression at this year's event. And probably look for new What on Earth is Happening podcast, barring any kind of really big event that I want to talk about and cover. But probably look for new What on Earth is Happening podcast to pick up probably at least a few days after the completion of the Free Your Mind 2 conference. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for listening. Definitely check out the flyer on the flyer and the article in the news section on my natural law seminar that I'm offering this summer. And if you're so inclined, enroll in that and really help to put this information out into the world in a very targeted and effective way. That's all I have for everyone here on this edition of What on Earth is Happening. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. And remember, there are only two mistakes one can ever make on the path to truth: not starting and not going all the way. We'll see you right here next time on What on Earth is Happening.